You're listening to the weekly sermon podcast from Liberty Family Church. For more information about our church, head to the website libertyfamilychurch.net.au.
Well, good morning, Liberty Family Church. Morning, kids, and good morning if you're joining us online this morning. It's great to be in God's house this morning. Today is the last Sunday of the month, so it's our family service, and it's great to have all the kids worshipping with us this morning. And I'm sure that that's something that brings great joy to our Father in heaven as the kids join us and we all gather together to worship Jesus. This morning we're going to continue our series on the parables of Jesus. And this morning's parable in particular is regarding the kingdom of heaven. Now I'm going to need some help from the kids this morning because I've got some special things for the kids to do. There's some special treats in this bag, some hidden treats. You won't be able to see what they are from the back of the church. So if you're interested in some special treats this morning, then come and join me at the front of the church. I won't bite, I promise. And we're going to have some fun together this morning. So maybe just come and sit down at the front of the church. So we're talking about the kingdom of heaven and the parables that Jesus told to teach us about the kingdom of heaven. Now, I've got a really hard, curly question. We're going to start really first up with a hard one. Can anybody tell me what a parable is? That's a hard one. Does anybody know what a parable is?
A story that Jesus told. Any parable or Jesus told? A story that somebody tells to... I don't know how to explain it.
That is... I think you got it on the... knocked it on the head there. It's a story that Jesus told. So parables are stories that Jesus told. And Jesus told us these stories or parables because he wanted us to learn important lessons. And this morning, we're going to learn something more about the kingdom of heaven. So who'd like to learn something more about the kingdom of heaven this morning? Anyone? Raise your hand if you want to learn something more about the kingdom of heaven. That's great. Well, let's hop right into it. We're going to learn more about the kingdom of heaven together this morning from Jesus' parables. Now, the kingdom of heaven. I wonder what the kingdom of heaven means. It's a bit of a hard one. Does anybody know what a king is? Has anybody got an idea what a king is?
A ruler of some land.
A ruler of some land. Good answer. Good answer. Now, what might a king look like? What might a king wear?
A crown.
A crown. Good answer. Well done. And another thing the king might wear?
A robe.
A robe. And what might a king sit on? Nevaeh.
A chair.
A chair, or we might even call it a throne. Now, we need a king this morning. Would somebody like to be our king this morning? Okay. Now, we've got a crown for the king. Does he look like a king? Now we've got a robe. I wonder, Joel, if you could help me with the robe. It's got two cords that just tie around. So we're starting to look like a king now. So a king wears robes, he wears a crown, he sits on a throne, a bit like this king up here, and he might rule a country. And this king looks pretty powerful. This king looks like he's in charge. We'll just go back to the last slide, Joel. Lachlan, keep the king on the throne there. Now, I've got another question. Oh, here's your throne. There you go. You can sit down there. Now, we've got... Don't let your crown slip. I have instructions from Jenny how to make them sit. Jenny's very experienced with kids and crowns. So here we've got a king on the throne with his crown and wearing his robe. Now I've got another question for the Liberty Kids. We touched on it this morning. Does anybody know what a kingdom is? A kingdom.
It's kind of like a castle.
Castle is a bit like a kingdom. A castle is in a kingdom. Any other ideas what a kingdom is? It's a bit of a hard question.
A kingdom is a kingdom.
Exactly. Very good answer. A kingdom is a kingdom. Well, also, a kingdom is a place or a country that is ruled by a king. And maybe the king rules from a castle like this one on the screen behind me now. Who's ever visited a castle or seen a king? Anyone visit a castle or seen a king? Jenny and I were in Great Britain earlier this year and we visited about 45 castles. So, a kingdom, that's the place where the king rules. We often think of a kingdom as a place or a country that's ruled by a king. And that makes sense. The king rules, the king's in charge. So if we put these two things together, the king and the kingdom, a king is someone who rules and a kingdom is a place where the king rules, then the kingdom of heaven is the place where the king of heaven rules and is in charge. You'd like to, you wish. Now, can anybody... any of the kids tell me who is the King of Heaven?
God.
God.
Jesus.
God and Jesus. God and Jesus are the King of Heaven. So the Kingdom of Heaven is the place where Jesus rules and reigns, the place where Jesus is in charge. And the Bible tells us that after Jesus rose from the dead, he stood on a hill in front of his disciples and he was taken, he ascended up into heaven beyond their sight, and that he's now sitting on a throne at the right hand of God the Father. And maybe he looks something like this picture on the screen behind me now. Have we got another picture of King Jesus on the throne? Go forward. After the castle. Did we get that one? No, maybe we missed out on that one. I did have a picture of King Jesus on the throne, but we can leave that to our imagination. So the kingdom of heaven is also known as the kingdom of God, and it's the place where Jesus makes the rules, and it's the place where Jesus is in charge. But you know that Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is much more than just a place where God lives. It's much more than just a country or a place. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is upon us. It's within us right now, this morning, if we choose. These are the words of Jesus from Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 20 to 21. Jesus said, the coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. So the kingdom of God is where Jesus rules and reigns within you, within your heart. And we can all have that today, no matter how young we are or no matter how old we are. All we have to do is to ask Jesus to forgive us for wanting to be in charge of our own lives and ask Jesus to come and be in charge of our life and to live in our heart. And at that moment that we ask Jesus to do that, Jesus comes to live inside our heart and he becomes the king of our heart. And that's why Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you, because King Jesus comes and lives inside your heart. And that's the most precious thing we can have in the whole wide world. The most valuable thing that we can have is to have King Jesus ruling and reigning in our heart. And it's a parable. Jesus told a parable that we were talking about before to show us that having King Jesus to rule our heart is the best thing and the most valuable thing we can ever have. And it's the parable of the hidden treasure. And we're going to see that parable now in this kids video. So take a look on the screen as we watch this video together.
Wow, wow. The hidden treasure. This story looks good. Come on, let's dive in. There once was a man who was out for a walk in a beautiful green grassy field. He strolled through the grass and looked at all the beautiful things around him. Suddenly, he spotted something glistening in the distance. As he got closer and closer, the glistening got brighter and brighter. Treasure! He exclaimed. The man ran as fast as he could until he reached the treasure. He held it in his hand and gazed at it, at the gold and silver as it sparkled in the sun. He wanted to take the treasure home, but the field did not belong to him, which meant the treasure did not belong to him. The man had an idea. If he bought the field, then he could have the treasure. So the man hid the treasure again. He went home and sold everything he owned so that he could have enough money to buy the field. With his money, the man bought the field. He ran back to it as quickly as he could. He could see the treasure glistening once again in the distance. When he reached the treasure, he held it in his hand and watched as it sparkled in the sun. He smiled from ear to ear, because he was so full of joy and happiness. The treasure was his forever, and it was better than anything he had ever seen. I think I'm ready to dive back in. Oh, didn't that treasure look amazing? Jesus told that story because he wants us to know how incredible the kingdom of heaven is. The kingdom of heaven is like the treasure in that story. It's better than anything we could ever imagine, and it's worth giving up everything for. But don't worry, you don't have to sell all your things like the man in the story to get the treasure of heaven. All you have to do is ask God to be number one in your life. Your helper and your friend forever. Well, I guess I'll see you friends next time. Bye!
Wow, who enjoyed that video? The hidden treasure. Jesus told that story, or the parable of the hidden treasure, and it's found in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 13, verse 44. Just one verse, and this is the words of Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought the field. Now, I just want to highlight three things from this story this morning. I think there are three things that Jesus would want us to learn from this story, this parable of the hidden treasure. And the first thing I think Jesus wants us to know and learn from this story is that King Jesus is the most valuable treasure that we could ever have. Liberty Kids, have you got any things at home that are really precious to you? Anything that's really valuable? Can you think of something that's really valuable to you?
My special card.
Your special
Pokemon cards.
They're pretty special, aren't they?
My family.
Your family. That's really special. Really special. Anyone else got something special at home? Something really, really valuable?
My green gem I found at the beach.
Your green what? Sorry?
Gem.
Your green gem. Oh, that sounds pretty special. It's lost. Well, we better find it, like a hidden treasure. Better go looking for it. Well, today's story, today's parable of Jesus tells us that having Jesus as our friend and the king of our hearts is more valuable than anything else we can have in the whole wide world. And having Jesus as King of our hearts is like finding treasure hidden in a field, hidden treasure in a field. Treasure like this treasure on the screen right now. Doesn't that look good? Doesn't that look valuable? Who'd like some treasure like that? Well, in the olden days, the owner of a field owned everything in the field. Now, you might like to think that if you went walking on the in a field somewhere and you found some treasure, you might like to think, oh, I found some treasure. Well, finders keepers. Is that how it goes? Finders keepers, losers weepers. Well, you might like to think that, but that's not actually how it works. And in olden days, and it probably doesn't really work these days either, because whoever owned the field owned everything that was in the field, even if it was buried underground. And so if you wanted to get that treasure that you found in the field, then you would have to buy that field. You'd have to perhaps sell everything that you own to have enough money to go and buy that field, and then the treasure would be yours. And in this parable, Jesus says that no matter how much the field costs, whatever the price of the land, the treasure hidden in the field was worth it, even if it meant having to give up your Pokemon cards. I don't think it means having to give up your family. So that's good, isn't it? But you might have to give up everything. Or Jesus was saying it's worth giving up everything so that you could have that treasure, that hidden treasure of King Jesus in your heart. Having King Jesus is the best treasure we could ever have in the whole world. And the Apostle Paul in the early church wrote that making Jesus the king of his heart was worth far more than anything he'd had in his life before. It was worth giving up everything he'd known before because he found out that King Jesus was the most valuable treasure. This is what the Apostle Paul wrote. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, the Apostle Paul said, "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ." The Apostle Paul was prepared to give up everything that he had previously thought was valuable in his life because he thought that knowing Jesus as his king was far more precious. In fact, the things Paul had before knowing Jesus, he now considered that they were like garbage. Garbage just to be thrown out compared to the worth and the treasure of having King Jesus in his heart. Now, what about you kids this morning? And what about the older ones this morning? Are you treasuring King Jesus in your heart? Do you realize that King Jesus is the best treasure that you could ever have in the world? And that everything else, it's like garbage in comparison. So that's the first thing Jesus wants us to learn from the story, that King Jesus is the best treasure that we can ever have. Now, the second thing I think Jesus wants us to learn from this story is that the kingdom of heaven is like hidden treasure and it needs to be found. And when you're looking for something that's hidden, you probably won't find it unless you look really hard. So this morning, I need a couple of treasure hunters. Can I have two volunteer treasure hunters? No, you're the king. You rule. He thinks he's in charge. That's a good thought. But I need two other volunteers, two other treasure hunters. Okay. Yep, you and you. So give our treasure hunters a bit of a clap. No, you're not allowed to touch it. Come and stand over. Come and stand over here. Now, you tell everybody your name.
Elijah.
This is Elijah. Give Elijah a big hand. And what's your name? Tell everyone your name.
Judd.
Give Judd a big hand. So Elijah's going to be our first treasure hunter. But Elijah, you need to listen very carefully to what I say. You need to obey my instructions very carefully, or you'll miss out on the treasure. It's a bit like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You have to pay attention to the instructions. So are you ready to hunt for treasure?
Am I ready to hunt for treasure?
Yes, he's ready to hunt for treasure. Okay, you come and stand over here. Now, you listen very carefully to what I say, and you're only allowed to do exactly what I want to say. Okay, now you can walk around the treasure. Walk around the treasure a few times. Have you found any treasure yet?
Is this treasure?
We don't know. Have you found anything yet?
Maybe.
Maybe. It's a possibility. Okay, now you're allowed to look at this chest. Have a look at the chest. Can you see any treasure there? Can you see any treasure yet?
Unless wood is very precious.
He's very smart, Elijah. The wood might be very precious. Now you can touch the top of the chest, but you're not allowed to open it. Touch the top of the chest. Now, have you found any treasure yet?
Sort of.
Maybe. Now come and stand on the other side so everyone can see you. Would you like to smell the chest and see if you can smell any treasure? Have a smell. See if you can smell the treasure. Any treasure in there? Can you smell it?
All I smell is dust.
Dust. Okay, so we haven't found any treasure. Thank you, Elijah. You can come and stand over here. Now we'll ask Judd to come in. Now, Judd, you're our second treasure hunter. Now, again, you have to be very attentive, and you can only do exactly what I say, all right? So walk around the chest. You can have a look at the chest as you walk around. Can you see any treasure yet?
Maybe.
Maybe. They've got eyes like Superman, I think. Now you can look at the chest and see if you can see any treasure. You got Superman eyes. Can you see any treasure in the chest? Good answer. He's telling the truth. He's been brought up well, hasn't he? Now, you can smell the chest if you like. Can you smell any treasure in there? Tell the truth.
I can smell chocolate.
Oh, wow. Wow. I can't smell any chocolate. All right. Now you can touch the chest. Can you feel any treasure from that, from touching the chest? All right, well, now you're allowed to open the chest and have a look inside. Clip it. Now, you want to hold that up and show everybody what's inside without dropping any? Whoa. Treasure! Woohoo! Well, thank you, Judd. There's our treasure. Thank you, Elijah and Judd. You can go and sit down now. You can go and sit down. Now, if you continue to pay attention, you may have the treasure at the end of our little talk this morning. My wife, Jenny, who's a teacher, said, don't hand out the treasure yet. then you've lost the kids for the rest of the morning. So the point that I want to make here is that you need to look and dig for hidden treasure before you can find it. And likewise, the kingdom of heaven is like hidden treasure in the world. And most people are walking around the hidden treasure. Most people are looking a little bit from the outside. Some people are even taking a whiff to see if they can smell the kingdom of heaven. But the point is that not many people are opening up, looking inside and digging into it to find the hidden treasure. And that's the point Jesus wants us to know this morning, that you've got to look into it to find the treasure of Jesus. We need to look into it and open it up ourselves to find the treasure of the kingdom of heaven. We need to look into Jesus. We need to open our hearts to Jesus and find out more about him. And then we can realize that King Jesus is hidden treasure. A prophet in the Old Testament, Jeremiah, talked about this looking into things. In chapter 29 and verse 13, the prophet Jeremiah said, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Are you seeking the kingdom of heaven this morning? Are you making every effort to find Jesus? Are you willing to open your heart to Jesus? They're questions for the Liberty kids, but they're also questions for each one of us. Jesus is certainly worth the effort. So just to recap, the first point that Jesus wants us to learn is that King Jesus is the most valuable treasure you could ever have. The second point is that the kingdom of heaven is a hidden treasure and it needs to be found. We need to look into it to find it. And the last point, before we get the chocolate and the gold and the treasure this morning, the last point that Jesus wants us to know is that there is great joy, immense joy, when you discover the kingdom of heaven. In the olden days, back in the 1850s, the discovery of gold in the gold fields of Ballarat here was met with great excitement and emotion. Can you imagine yourself panning for gold in the creeks and the riverbeds up around Ballarat and Bendigo? And if you found some gold, the prospectors would cry out with great joy, exuberantly, when they hit the jackpot. They cried out, "That's right, Eureka! Eureka!" The word Eureka has its origins from the ancient Greek word, Eureka, and it means, "I've found it, I've found it." And it proclaims the excitement of finding something really valuable. A bit like finding our treasure in the chest this morning. Eureka! I've found it. Now this exclamation, Eureka, it was originally attributed to an ancient Greek mathematician called Archimedes, who was also a scholar and an inventor. And you can see a picture of Archimedes on the screen right now. That's Archimedes taking a bath. Any of you kids ever had a bath? I'm sure you have. I can smell that you've all had a bath and a shower. So one day Archimedes was taking a bath. He didn't have any clothes on. And he hopped into the bath and he saw that the level of the water was rising. Archimedes had a thought. If the water volume is rising, then maybe the level that the water rises is the same as the volume of my body part that I put into the bath. So if I put my little toe in the bath, the water will only rise by a little bit. If I put my whole leg in the bath, the water will rise by a bit more. But if I jump in the bath, the water's going to rise up a long way. And Archimedes cried out, "Eureka! Eureka! I found it!" An amazing scientific discovery. He realized that the volume of irregular, unusually shaped objects could now be measured precisely, which was something that no one could ever do before. It just seemed too hard. And it said that Archimedes was so excited about this discovery about the volume and displacement of water that he jumped out of the bath, no clothes on, ran down through the streets of Syracuse, a little city in Italy on the island of Sicily. He ran through the streets naked, no clothes on, crying out, "Eureka! Eureka! I found it!" You know, kids, for us, finding the kingdom of heaven and finding the treasure of the kingdom of heaven, that knowing that Jesus can be king of our hearts and that he's the most valuable thing ever, that can bring the same sort of excitement and joy to us. Now, I'm not proposing that you have to strip off, run naked through the streets of Healesville this morning and cry out, "Eureka, I found it." I suggest you leave your clothes on. That would be more appropriate. But it is something that we can get really, really excited about when we find Jesus is the king of our hearts and the treasure. I found it. Eureka. The kingdom of heaven. what I'm looking for, the desire of my heart, everything I've ever been looking for. Eureka. Friends, let's take stock this morning. And stock take is where you value what is in your possession. And when you realize the value of Jesus, what we have in Jesus, the King of Heaven who can live inside our hearts, then we realize that is something exciting. It's something that brings us great joy. Just like the finding of hidden treasure in a field, or finding gold chocolate coins in this treasure chest, or finding an amazing scientific discovery like Archimedes in the bath. Eureka! I found it! And in the Australian lingo, you might say, you absolute beauty. Bonza! That's the immense joy of finding Jesus. Jesus told this parable, this story of the hidden treasure, because he wanted us to learn that having King Jesus as King of our heart is the most precious thing we could ever have in the whole world. But it's up to us to find that treasure, to go looking for it, to dig into it, to find out that Jesus is worth having. And then it's up to us to decide to make Jesus the King of our hearts. If that's something that you want to do this morning, if that's something that you want to do, to make King Jesus the King of your hearts, then for Liberty Kids and for older ones too, you can join me in prayer this morning. Dear Jesus, we just thank you that you came to earth to show us who you are, the King of Heaven. And we're so glad that you have revealed yourself to us. And Jesus, for those of us who want to make you the King of our hearts, young kids and older ones alike, Jesus, we just say sorry that we tried to live with ourselves in charge, where we wanted to make ourselves the King. And God, we pray that you would forgive us for that. And King Jesus, we pray that you would come and live in our hearts, rule in our hearts, and be our King. Give us that joy of knowing you as our Lord, our Saviour, and our King. We pray in your name. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Kids, you've been fantastic, so you can come and get some treasure. I'll take the bag. Now, just take a couple each, two each. Two each. We'll leave some for the bigger kids, perhaps. Two each. Two each. Two each. There you go. All right. Well done, kids. If anybody else would like some treasure, come and see me afterwards.